Well, hello and welcome again to another thought for the day from the book of Joshua. Let's pray together. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, we're working our way through the book of Joshua, and today we've reached Joshua chapter 6 and verses 6 to 19. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the people, "Advance, march around the city, with the armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord's Covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua commanded the people, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard following the Ark of the Lord, while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the seventh day they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city seven times. The seventh time round, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be saved, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring upon your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury." Well, here we have 14 verses about the build-up to the misnamed Battle of Jericho. Misnamed because, of course, as we know, there was no actual battle. And it's important to see actually what is at the very front and centre of this part of the Jericho narrative. Because it's not the army, it's not Joshua, it's not the priests, it's not the trumpeters. It's the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. In the first verses of today's passage, the Ark is mentioned 8 times. All the positioning and the procession is all done in relation to the Ark. In verse 7, the armed guard are to go ahead of the Ark. In verse 8, the trumpeters are to go ahead of the Ark. In verse 9, the rear guard are to go behind the Ark. So why all this minute detail? Why all this repetition? I think there are 3 reasons. The first is to sort of slow the narrative down, to build the suspense. And whenever this happens in the Old Testament narratives, we know that something of real importance is about to occur. The second, this level of detail allows us to see the precise obedience that Joshua insisted on by the people to do exactly as God had commanded. And we saw this obedience highlighted back in chapter 4 at the crossing of the Jordan River. And here we have it again. And it should challenge us to look at our hearts and see how much we precisely obey the commands that God gives us today in his word, the Bible. And third, the repetition and the parade repeatedly encircling the city is meant to focus all the attention on the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And when I say all, I mean the attention of all Israel, of all the inhabitants of Jericho, and of all us reading it today. because the ark is none other than the earthly symbol of the glory and presence of God himself. And why is this important? So that no one will be in any doubt at all whose victory it is when, spoiler alert, the walls of Jericho come crashing down. And then today's passage ends in verses 17 to 19 with Joshua's God-given commands to the people as to exactly what they were to do on the seventh day when they crossed the walls of Jericho. Yes, God will do his part, but will the people do theirs? So our thought for today, will God be front and centre of your day today? Will everything we do and think and say have him at the centre of it? And today we don't need to carry an ark around with us to remind us of God's presence with us, because God has graciously given to every one of his believing followers his Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts every hour of every day of our lives. Let's pray. Our loving Father, these verses draw you to the centre and show that you will have the victory and the glory. And we pray that that may be just as true in our lives as it was for Israel in those days. Bless us and keep us today. Keep you, Lord, we pray, at the centre of our lives. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen.